more like radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Greetings and salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:02 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's P as in Peter, S as in Susan, T as in Tommy Boy, T, P-S-T, October the 7th, which means it's A, Tuesday. B, you're tuned into morelikeradio.com. C, you're listening to Unsigned Hype. And D, I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. And the Xbox One headset is a weird effing headset. Just throwing that out there, completely irrelevant to today's show, but there was one in front of me, I looked at it, and those are my 2 cents on Xbox One headsets. I want to formally welcome to the station Mike Pootytang and Skylar Harris of Deep V. Welcome. Good times. Royce says I am the full black guy, half of the other black guy will get along with me, since I supposing he is mixed. So that's good times. Look forward to hearing part of your show, seeing what things are like over there on Deep V. Today is very music-centric, to be honest with you. Destiny. What? Yeah. 4 weeks later, a month later, it's still a thing. And it's still going strong. Iron Banner released today. If you didn't get an opportunity to play the Queen's Wrath during its brief run, its brief stint, I'm sorry, it's good times. I actually didn't get to do as many missions as I would have liked to due to a lack of companionship online there. However, I will be playing the Iron Banner. If you want to join up, feel free to add me, Xbox One, gamer tag, Sir Darkseid. It will be good times. A lot of ass kickings going on. Be running the raid. Interesting fun fact, apparently you can just meet up outside of the raid and team up and run a raid. Did not know that. Wish it did. I would have probably been ran that mug, but you live and you learn and you learn. So I've learned, and those are things that I am probably going to be doing later on today and or tomorrow. But very music-centric day today. Not a lot happening. At least nothing I want to talk about. However, one of my jokers just fell, so I'm going to pick that little guy up. I'm up to three now. There is another one out there somewhere. I have the, what do they call? Pop hero jokers. I have back in the day, old 80s joker. I have 90s joker. I have 2012, was it 2012 or 2010? Well, let's just say I have a Dark Knight bank robber joker, and I just need to get Heath Ledger joker, and then I'll think I'll have all of the hero clicks, well, I mean the pop heroes ones. So I've also got Harley Quinn. I'm missing Harley Quinn with mallet, so I'll be getting that a little bit later. Shout out to Ashley of Antisocial Gamer Radio, which airs every Tuesday as well. I want to say 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My understanding was a long time ago, me and him had a conversation about Pokemon before I got obliterated and lost all my stuff. And he was training me a Tortuga, which is, you know, you guys. Okay, I can hear the judgment now, right? Yeah, play Pokemon. We talked about this already. But it was a rock water type. Very, very rare. Very awesome creature. And not only did he capture me one, but he trained it for me, bred it for me, made it shiny, and made it its best possible variant that it could possibly be as a child, as a baby. You know, the more and more I talk, the crazier I sound. Fact of the matter is, I want to shout him out. Thank you for that. I will be definitely getting that from you the moment I get myself a new 3DS. I'm actually looking at the Persona Q limited edition one. So, yeah, it's happening. Thank you, Antisocial Gamer Radio. Check it out. Tuesdays at a time to be determined. Disclosed later at a later location. Secret location. Yes, things are happening. Music is happening. Oh, yeah. Hip Hop DX is happening. And we're going to talk why Lupe Fiasco says Islam will one day become the world's religion. And I am going to talk about how crazy he's finally become. And I love Lupe Fiasco, so that says a lot. We're also going to be debuting a few of Miranda Rice's songs off of her new mixtape, Beauty, Brains, and Bars. It has an awesome little cover art there. It's a little disproportioned. Artistically, but overall, very dope, very dope, very nice. And we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna make some moves today, okay, guys? It's gonna happen. This is gonna be the fastest 2 hours of all of our lives. So right now, let's get stoned with Vel Easy.
I'm ready. Beat so
Smoking up. Come on, man, it's the usual. Stop banging like I ain't who you used to know. Because even back then, you know I used to smoke. Like when I drove that Lumina. Me and D Cook smoked out BK. Goddamn, I wish I could replay. I like to fight your bomb, but you like these days, man. Cause this Kush be having me feeling all perfect. Just invested in a bunt, man, I swear it was worth it. Shoutouts to my cousin Boo. He had that doubt for the troop. Strip a bitch that was down for two. And she put the ass to use. And a heavy set, man, I swear that savvy vet had that LA confidential popping up off that jet. Man, don't ask how, don't ask when, just know niggas got it in. And my parents know now, so I'm gooder than a bitch.
Just a little weed, blowing up the steam. Just a little weed, blowing up the steam.
heard he do drugs now. You heard wrong, I've been on it for a minute. I just never act a fool, man. That's how I fucking live it. And if I act a fool, it's probably cause I mixed it. This verse 2, that's joint 3, they call me Felt East. I'm killing shit, how you gon' tell me anything? Lungs built like a chimney, so my chest be full of that weed. Results is me blowing out that steam like a 304. When everybody rolled up 304, couple of hoes in and out the door. The percentage was crazy to win the score. But let me chill out and watch what come out my mouth. I'm glad the studio got a couch, cause a few more J's and I might be out.
Just spend a week, blowing up the steam. Just spend a week, blowing up the steam. Smoking till I can't hit another note. Ooh, but until then.
Nigga with your mind. bitch, you heard? Content from a young scholar, priest to the nation, that'll crap low dollar. But I make them holler till they get strapped up from the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at about this convergence, make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom, made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These lame rappers keep holding on, we're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show. But we run these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is old to me, classic shit like D.O.D.'s. You will see the takeover, not Chicken Man or Jehovah. Get your Philly hip hop makeover, better yet nigga hang your space over the brakes over.
S-K-E, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind. It's the S-K-E, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind, bang.
Peter Jones ain't kill these niggas. What I'ma do, I'ma kill these niggas. Cause I don't feel these niggas, all these nerd ass rappers. And I'm tired of your little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a boob up, put it straight to your head, with your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron, y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in death. Low loony, so I got him saying, whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and done, you're gonna know us. They say hip hop is dead, well, you better be scared, cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird, y'all ain't no ghosts, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns that want no beef, no, it ain't what's Khalif, where my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack, and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down, like, what's up now, pop man? And ain't no way you gonna stop that. S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind?
S-K-E, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind. It's the S-K-E, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind, bang.
You know what time it is. Sassy the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. We good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like it's Hobie, baby. Got an attitude like you're fucking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to it, nigga. When I put it to it, nigga, 4-5. Cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustler. Cash rules, my mojo. When I come with the fofo, you better whoop to the popo. When I squeeze the photo, these fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you and laugh at money. Broke nigga, I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga had fun yet. Fuck a 600 bitch, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the crunchy that I got next. Old niggas better move over, I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around, they be laughing in the new rover. Wanna save me with Peter Jones, you better do over, nigga. Them with a competition and them with a proposition. And them in the cap and roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you figure that's with the rewind button? And you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better off try attacking him. Everybody with a Trinidad J's, I'm on flat. And them, you want more, you better grab your gun.
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind. It's the S-K-E, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind, bang.
S-K-E, Peter Jones, Trail Mac, Sean Orcha, 3/... as in the number 3. We're having a good time. How are we doing? Anybody seen any good movies lately? I heard Gone Girl was good. I also heard Equalizer was good. Good. I want to go see those. but I probably won't see them. We'll probably wait for them to come to DV and or D, you know? You know how it works. You know how it works. I wish there was news. I wish there was news to talk about. But there isn't. There's nothing. There's nothing going on. There's music. And there's Miranda Rights. And there is a new mixtape that she's got out right now. Beauty, Brains, and Bras. Beauty, Brains, and Bras. All right? We're going to get started with Open Letter. And we're going to write it out. We're going to see the universe unfold in front of our eyes. We're going to get it going with this Miranda Rights exclusive Open Letter from Beauty, Brains, and Bars.
Oh my God.
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! He's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it!
Yeah! Rapping briefcase every Monday. He's behind his balls and you still ain't getting no play. You the type of chick spending Sunday reading scripture showing good.
Yay, that was Open Letter. You know what I will off the back say I like about the whole album is that they're done in short, almost like parables, you know? There's like 11 tracks or 10 tracks, and they're all small tracks. They're done to what I assume is kind of a beats we already know, and it gets the job done. It delivers on a nice little small scale that is well worth listening to. So that was the first track of the day from her album, Open Letter. We got two more that I want to go into. The Mystery of chess Boxing is off the chain in Spain on the plane in the rain. So be prepared for that, because it's going down basement. But right now we're going to jump on the front lines with Faceless Kings featuring DJ Sweat.
You can't have it though. And every time I touch the mic, it sound classical. I'm in the streets like narcotics and the calicos. All I need is my money, my bitch, and a bag of drove. Peaceful type, I don't want to get the blow. And turn your cerebellum into brain casserole. However, if you disrespect, it might happen. No, of course you have no heart. You never even had a soul. You sold to the devil, and what a cheap price. With that amount of dough, you could probably eat twice. I'm having 3-course meals every weeknight. It don't matter when my album drop, I'ma eat right. All I wanna do is make it last, and all I ever think about is rapping, making cash. Christina came into my life, so I made a pass. I'm just praying that I never ever have to make a dash. Look, every day I'm in the front lines. You a coward, you ain't ready for the front lines. What you know about living in the front lines? Ducking from the one time, every day the sunshine. Every day I'm in the front lines. You a coward, you ain't ready.
ready for the front lines. What you know about living in the front lines? Ducking from the one time, every day the sunshine. Look, I don't know what type of sex you want. Saying Mr. Lopez is an upper echelon. My voice knocks from Berlin to Saskatchewan. Rappers duck when I'm on stage, cause I got the weapon drawn. Yeah, I wish your pops never met your moms. That way nobody would know the whack shit you said in songs. I'm as raw as the winter that they be stepping on. As I pray to God, Philistines see a better dawn. A wise mind, but I feel my arm getting cold. Forever classic, but I know my heart's getting old. Motherfuckers wanna call me, but I bet they fold. I lay down my royal flush hand every flow. Can't be fucked with, chief, I'm in the zone. And I'll be in it till the reaper call you niggas home. Flipping lines till the day I finally get my shine. Fingers crossed that I never ski mask with the nine. Look, every day I'm in the front lines. You a coward, you ain't ready for the front lines. What you know about living in the front lines? Ducking from the one time, every day the sunshine. Every day I'm in the front lines. You a coward, you ain't ready for the front lines. What you know about living in the front lines? Ducking from the one time, every day the sunshine.
The illest soldier. I'm holding down the fort. I travel through the darkness. Carrying my torches. The street raised me up. Giving a fuck. Thought Jordan's in the gold chains. Living it up.
Yeah. F to the K. That's who I ride with. East Coast is what I rep, and we burn the finest. And you can find us sitting at the greenhouse, calculating every move, how to get our dreams out. My bodies see I watch it, they got their beams out. So undetectably, we try to make the G's mount. Revolutionary acts, yeah, that's what we bout. Even at a check stop, never put the weed out. Look, every day I'm in the front lines. You a coward, you ain't ready for the front lines. What you know about living in the front lines? Ducking from the one time, every day the sunshine. Every day I'm in the front lines. Use a coward, you ain't ready for the front lines. What you know about living in the front lines? Ducking from the one time, every day the sunshine.
With a car full of ganja, full of ganja, full of ganja. Driving so skillful, me no try make no swerve, try make no swerve, try make no swerve. But as me reach up a junction, the vehicle a malfunction. Me say to myself, what is this? But me a keep me composure, no one cops pull me over. So me never try get panic because me car full of herbs, full of herbs. And if them catch me lot of time, me a go serve. Car full of herbs, full of herbs. And if them catch me lot of time, me a go serve.
Leak Summers. Trust nobody.
Coming from west with a
hashtag.
Full of ganja,
it's
full of ganja.
M-T-N.
Driving so skillful, me no try make no swerve, try make no swerve, try make no swerve. But as me reach up a junction, the vehicle a malfunction. Me say to myself, what is?
Fuck! What the fuck up?
Bitches, I swear that's all I remember. I was so tired.
turn to women as bad as my temper. Me and Lil Mar back to the highway. Smash, doing by the honey now. Probably cause my man good trippin'. Fuck, guess I'm headed to the money now. She don't understand me. She don't understand me. Ready for this interview? Girl, I give a fuck about an interview. Yo, I bend it over, let me.
Prod, I don't know, man. People's names, they be getting me sometimes, man. They be getting me. Real really interesting thing that's been happening lately is that everyone is talking about Avengers 3, and Avengers 2 isn't even out yet. And apparently in Avengers 3, none of the main Avengers are going to be in it, as well as it's going to be broken into two parts, which I think is, I mean, I think that's just fine. When you really take into consideration the Marvel Universe as a whole, and you break down the way that the stories are told and the way that teams change consistently and on a constant basis, you really, I mean, that doesn't sound too far-fetched that they would do something like that. I think it's a bold move if they actually do it, and I, you know, I look forward to it. I remember, I can't remember his name right now, but one of the directors, Joss Whedon, was quoted on Twitter as saying death, 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 death. All he can say is death, death, death. And I think that has to do with the fact that Captain America is possibly going to die in Captain America 3, leaving either Bucky or Falcon to take up the mantle as Captain America. And I think it's, I mean, I think they're going in the right direction. And I, you know, I think what they're doing with Avengers 2, not only making it an Age of Ultron movie, but making it seem like there's a Civil War tie-in of some kind, I think, or at least the concept is stems from Civil War, where it's going to be Iron Man versus Captain America, and I think that's also very cool. Those are all very cool things that are happening here as far as the Marvel Universe is concerned, so I'm looking good forward to it, and I think when it comes out for the Marvel team and for the Marvel Universe, they're going to have nothing but blue skies. Like my track, Blue Sky, up next. Well, not next, but now. So let's play it. Let's do it. Hashtag, it's MTM. Let's go.
Switching gears, and I have not a care, 'cause Saturday's right there, and Thursday flies by me. By that time, I buy Let me put you on to something.
Ninjas, robbing my katana. We ain't bringing no drama. Tell your papa, stop.
stone roller. That's word to your mama on this Fruit Loops chopping. You can call me Fruit Ninja. Black belt tight, yeah, you know we Fruit Ninjas. Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. That's cause Puma and Timon ain't never heard of me. I'm like a hyena, put fear in their eyes. Then I laugh about the murder while carrying my prize. I stomp on you bugs and swat you flies. Or you claim that you decide in the SWAT you fly. Only thing that beat me is like American Pie. Well, now's the first round, nigga, now you die. Push the pitch, charge on the lid. Then turn around and spit the lid. It's easy money, it's peanut butter with jelly toast with wheat bread. I'll change you up like Thomas did. With my, cause I'm a dad again, you're irrelevant. So immature, no details, you silhouette. Something tells me I'm lost you at the first word. And you just totally miss his beating that just occurred. Well, if that's the case, then watch out for my knife, nigga. Before I cut you up and turn your ass into a kite, nigga. Every day I'm running the game. With these beats and these rhymes so nuts, you would go insane. Honey's Fruity Loose chopping, you can call me Fruit Ninja. Black belt tight, yeah, you know we Fruit Ninjas. Robbing my katana, we ain't bringing no drama. Tell your papa stone roller, that's word to your mama. On this Fruit Loose chopping, you can call me Fruit Ninja. Black belt tight, yeah, you know we Fruit Ninjas.
And that was Fruit Ninjas, as I just remind myself why we can't have nice things. I don't think I have a kneecap anymore, but hey, at least I still have music, as tears well up in my eye. Time right now is 5:48. We're going to take a short commercial break very soon. But you know what? I'm going to save the mystery of chess boxing for the second hour from Miranda Wright's new mixtape, Beauty Brains and Bars. But for right now, I want to get into the second exclusive that really caught my ear, which was Speaking in Tongues. Marie, one of the co-owners of More Like Radio in the chat room, says music makes the people come together. I agree 110%. And we're going to come together. We're going to listen to Speaking in Tongues by Miranda Wright, and hopefully I can still walk, because, you know, shit happens. You know what the really messed up part is? I used to host this show every day for, what, 2 years now I've been doing this shit? Drinking, never busted my knee. One day, sober, knee, no more. Doesn't make any sense, I tell you. I have more accidents sober than I ever had when I was drunk. And that is ironic. The pure definition of ironic. But I digress. Miranda writes, Beauty, Brains, Bars, Speaking in Tongues. Let's go.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ!
What is
He's
it?
Got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
I wish you never would mistake me for a sucker. Bring them in the picture, dispose them in the gutter. Snap that pick shutter, who's meant to suffer? Writes on the cover like Columbia, wonder. Man, I hate rap, and if you ever say that. Rap ain't hip hop, don't even try to play that. Rappers entertain, yeah, so watch that. Won't pop a rocky present when I lash out. I never did a damn, but they get on the can. Secret, secret, stay till I'm man. When people know the beat, the wild down apes. Had to make it take how it's fake, make it great. Poodle be, poodle don't win. Poodle run, Mr. Curb, bring me her twerp. Hit the bird, bop your head to what I said, a flow well sounded good. Wrap your ear, make it fair, crook, we're the hood.
Feel like I missed all of that. We gonna run it back just one time for the masses. One time. Because it's my time. It's her time. It's our time. Now.
I wish you never would mistake me for a sucker. Bring them in the picture, dispose them in the ghetto. Snap the pick shutter. Who's meant to suffer? Writes on the cover like Columbia. Wonder. Man, I hate rap. Rap ain't hip-hop, then they began, what they get when the can. Secret, secret, stay till a man. When people know the deep, the wild down apes. Had to make it take how it's fake, make it break. Poodle deep, poodle dumb way. Over one, Mr. Curb, give me curb, squirt. Put the bird, bounce your head to what I said, it flow well, sounded good. Back your ear, make it stare crook. We're the hood.
Bing, bang, Miranda writes, man. I'm telling you, I'm liking it. I'm liking it. I feel like, you know, there's some polishing that needs to happen with some of her delivery and you know, some of her flow. But overall, she's got a tight fucking, she gets it done. Makes sense. Makes it happening. And it's refreshing, you know. She reminds me of kind of, And unpolished Nicki Minaj before she became the Barbie doll that she is today, you know, like that raw, dope, aggressive flow that just, you know, a lot of femcees, as they like to call them, don't have right now. Right now, we're going to take a short commercial break, as stated earlier, before the whole knee thing that happened, you know. And we're going to be right back after these brief commercial messages. And we're going to have a good time, don't you know. We're still going to have to talk about how the Lupe fiasco. And, you know, we're going to talk about that. Then we're also going to talk about Drake being investigated following Strippers' claim. And, you know, we're going to have a good time later after the commercials that are going to happen. So, see you in a few.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack, or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where's he going for it?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do it in Swedish.
Oh, yeah.
Birdie birdie.
After the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australia.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
Right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
You can trust us, we're hot. Is a show just for girls?
Turn on silence.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really... really sums it up right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. Do yeah. It now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust us, we're hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We got Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
guys, it's Hollis from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Homeboy Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, any drop me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back.
There
now.
You guys are.
Sorry,
look,
Dennis.
That. Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you.
Yeah, I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use us to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yeah, AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. Politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. Nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Yes, 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 and one more yes for good measure. Welcome back to the second hour of My Time Now. I'm wondering something from earlier. I don't know. But if you're just tuning in, I'm your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. And Drake is reportedly under investigation following strippers' claims. Let's dig deeper. According to TMZ, an official police investigation has been launched following claims made against Drake from a Houston, Texas stripper this month. The woman who made the claims, Joni Blaze, I don't know, shared that Drake began angrily texting her after the two had sexual relations with one another. TMZ goes on to report that Blaze said Drake sent his people after her to ensure she wouldn't speak on her encounter with the Young Money singer-rapper. Blaze revealed that those sent to her home banged on her door and threatened to kill her. She reportedly went to authorities about the matter, but has yet to press charges against anyone. Additionally, the Houston, Texas Police Department has the person in their investigation list as a possible celebrity. Neither Drake or anyone else is currently listed by name. TMZ reports that sources close to Drake informed them that Joni Blaze's claims are untrue. Despite Blaze's recent accusations, Drizzy took time to issue his own Hood Grammys this month on Instagram. Among the artists given a Hood Grammy by Drake were Bobby Smundra, I don't know any of these people, and they sound all crazy. And the entire thing sounds crazy, in fact. Number one, this is easily an attention ploy, probably a cry for attention by said stripper, because that doesn't make any sense. I mean, have you heard a Drake song? All he raps about is sleeping with strippers. I'm awfully sure he'd not take it to heart if some shit went down. Thirdly, there's cops have no one by names. I mean, right now all of this is just speculation for no F-off reason whatsoever. I mean, it all sounds like BS. This stuff always happens at least once a millennium, where someone is accused of something dumb for no reason whatsoever. But, you know, if anything changes in this, you know, I'll keep you posted, even though I doubt it frickin' will. Let's see what else we have in store for you as way of music goes. before we get into the last Miranda Wright song and we talk Lupe Fiasco, let's get in the frequency, followed by Settle Down, followed by The Best. And then we're going to come back and we're going to handle this Islam stuff. Maybe even after Bombs Away, because it just seems appropriate that we talk Islam after Bombs Away. Now, that was a little racist, I know, but I'm a little racist, so deal with it. All right, Frequency by Ace Outrageous. Let's go.
This lifestyle, this motherfucker, fucking lords, you some sipping on this crusty's witches. Man, you know that's doing, that's raising my frequency. I'm raising up my frequency. Why you think these white people ain't best just wanna meet with me? My frequency, raising up my frequency. Ain't nobody on this fucking earth compete with me. My frequency, I'm raising up my frequency. You see my energy, y'all people gon' remember me. Frequency, I'm raising up my frequency. Raising up my frequency, I'm raising up my frequency. Raising up my frequency, yeah, I'm out in there. Man, I got this white bitch painting on my neck.
I wanna settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down. boy, she gets attractive. And she know I don't love them hoes. But I'm trying to do her partner, though. Trying to do her partner, though. Cause she is hot as lava, though. And she rap designer shit. Especially like a Navajo. I put her on the team, but no, she not a hoe. Wait, she makes it with the spice. She make that bottle go. Shawty got potential. Always make a season, baby. Did you not get the memo? Yeah, I let her win it everything. Shawty, this your simple. I let her win when we play Nintendo. We make her feel like she the best.
Lip gloss, loose curls, high heels, quite
That was Bombs Away by Candace. Good times, good times, good times. Speaking of good times, you know, like I said, we're going to talk about this whole Lupe Fiasco thing. Lupe Fiasco says Islam will one day become the world's religion. Let's follow this adventure and see where it leads us. Lupe Fiasco has long been known for being of the Muslim faith and made it no secret recently via social media. In an impromptu Twitter Q&A on Saturday, the Chicago native relayed his opinion about gender equality in Islam and said Islam is on the way of being globally accepted. I don't know why this is important, his name, but at Abi Chan asked Fiasco, among others, if Islam would one day be the world's religion and will conquer the world. He responded, yes. Lupe Fiasco also semi-dodged answering a question about Islam's treatment of women by replying to another user's, depends. Where are women equal anywhere, though? He followed up by asking what nation they're referring to. Depends on the woman, he asked. Is secular America more advanced morally than, say, Saudi Arabia? Lupe also compared the sins of the United States and Saudi Arabia as believed they're comparable. In an interview back in June, Lupe Fiasco was asked by Katie Couric about his faith. Lupe told Couric that being a Muslim has helped him correct his mistakes he has made over his life. We're human, Fiasco says when asked about being Muslim. We have faults. We make mistakes. That's what religion is for. It's to help you correct your mistakes. Lupe Fiasco is slated to drop his fifth studio album, Testigo and Youth, on December 2nd. And that's all very crazy, okay? I mean, that's the talks of a lunatic. and here's why I say that. First off, it's impossible, theologically impossible, to have one religion over the entire world. It's impossible to even have one religion be the predominant religion over the entire world, because that's just not how people work. I mean, that's just not how belief systems work. So, I mean, for him to have this grand, insane notion that Islam's going to be the world's religion. I mean, first off, what a stupid question to begin with. I mean, the idea that there could be a world religion is dumb. That's just dumb, plain and simple. And if you think that it's a logical question or you think that it has merit, you're an idiot. I mean, that's impossible to say that out of the billions of people on the planet, billions of people, you're saying that a majority... You're saying all, if not a majority, of a billion plus people are going to all accept one religion as a thing. You're an idiot. I mean, that's impossible. Like, if your brain can fathom something like that happening, you are a severe optimist in your religion. The other issue is it seems weird for him to be all dodgy of the question of gender equality in Islam, because there is none. I mean, it's pretty, I mean, as far as that goes, it's a pretty fucked up religion, you know, like a woman's got to walk behind the man. What were some of the other things that I remember from when I went to Muslim school? Yes, I went to Muslim school, okay? It's a private school, getting in too many fights everywhere else. I only fought almost everybody in my class at this Muslim school. I can't remember too many other ones, but there's a rule about talking. There's a lot of weird rules as it is written in the Quran that women are supposed to follow. And it's very one-sided. And, you know, unlike Christianity, there are no rewrites of the Quran, so I guess yay for that. You know, the Bible has like 60,000 different versions that all don't make any legitimate sense. And the Quran is right up there with it next to the Torah. The Torah, the Jewish religion, is probably the second most discriminatory when it comes to women. But I feel like there needs to be a level of equality. I don't believe that. I mean, why? Why are these strange rules in place in a biblical sense? And what makes it okay, you know? I mean, he goes on to say, where are women equal anywhere, though? I mean, and that's a problem. If that really is the answer to the question, that's a problem. The fact that you can't think of a place where women are held to the same regard as men, that is an issue. I mean, you know, religion or no, that's, it's fucking weird, man, you know? And I don't know. I feel like this type of stuff is, it gets real murky. I mean, he gets into a lot of debates about this type of stuff. And the other day I was watching TYT, as I've talked about on this show before, the Young Turks news station, where they were talking about how Ben Affleck was defending the Islam religion as a whole. And, you know, I had to agree with Ben, because there's certain things that I'm just, you know, morally not okay with. And the point of the interview was on the Bill Maher show. They were talking about how, you know, a majority, about 90% of people who practice Islam are extremists that basically want to see the world end in this fiery blaze of Islamic glory. But one of the things that was brought up that even I remember when the whole war first started in the Middle East, and that Cenk talked about, was that, in fact, if there was any religion that was more about, you know, the world coming to an end, it was Christianity. There was a large sect of Christians, especially here in America, that said that the war in Iraq needs to happen because the Jews need to have all of the Holy Land in Israel so that the apocalypse could be brought forth. If that isn't crazy, and that's a group, that is a large number of people that are saying, yes, we want the apocalypse to happen. In order for it to happen, the Jews have to own this land as written by the Bible. I mean, that's insane to me, you know? So, I mean, I think Christianity, as far as extremists goes, I mean, I feel like they have the highest level of undercover, you know? And you can't go around, I don't know, especially when you link Islam to terror and you're saying that everybody who practices this one thing is an extremist that wants everybody to believe this one thing. That's damaging. That's harmful talking. And, you know, it's not okay. And there needs to be healthy discussion about these type of things. And there needs to be equality in these type of things. May it be race, gender, age. I mean, I don't think these things should carry as big as an importance as they do already. You know, it's a crazy thing. But as far as, you know, I feel like as with most celebrities that have a lot on their plate, I feel like Lupe is going to the deep end. You know, like, a lot of celebrities have said a lot of crazy things in their time, before going on. You know, hey, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a billion plus people in the world will all go, you know, somewhere later on down the line, whether or not I'm alive to see it, will all go, hey, this is the thing to believe. But that's a hard thing to do, man. That is a hard thing to imagine, and I don't see it happening. And I always respect Lupe for his points of view, POVs, but I feel like that's lunacy. That's lunacy. It's impossible. But I digress. That was the Lupe fiasco. Ironically, or ideally, his name making sense here? Fiasco? Ha ha. Poke poke, prod prod. No? Nobody out there in Radio Land? Okay, that's cool. I know you're laughing inside. But we're going to jump on these last few songs that we got here for you before we get out of here, which is going to start with Leek Summers and Trust Nobody. And in answer to Marie's question from the last song I believe I played, did they just drop a Keenan and Kel reference? If you heard Keenan and Kel, then absolutely they did. What song was that that this reference was dropped? And do we need to pick it up at least one time for the nation? Oh, you know what? Speaking of dropping and picking things up one time, there's a couple other things I wanted to cover. Not hip-hop, but very awesome nonetheless. Deadpool movie happening. Yay for that. But it's set in the Marvel Universe. Or not the Marvel Universe, the X-Men Universe, as controlled by Fox, which I am fearing for Deadpool, A, because that universe is a shit universe, even though X-Men First Class, the last one that was done, Days of Future Past, was done relatively well, but still, overall, that's just, that universe is going nowhere fast. And two, because I guess Marvel wants their rights back, and they're taking a lot of stances. There was a lot of talks about them canceling the X-Men comic book and I think the Spider-Man series. I'm not sure, but I do know that they have canceled the Fantastic Four comic book. They've totally done away with it. No more Fantastic Four comic books, and I presume for as long as Fox owns the rights to the Fantastic Four. And I feel like the same thing could happen. I mean, right now, Fox has a cash cow with Deadpool. And it sucks because I feel like Marvel would do a better job in their studios of making a movie for Deadpool. And I fear that, you know, if this shit like this keeps going on, we could very well see the cancellation of X-Men, the comic book series, and as well as maybe even Deadpool. And I mean, that would suck. I mean, it's a power play, but that would suck, you know. Also, Gotham, very good, very very good. Better than I supposed it was when I last talked about it on the show, but. It's doing a good job at getting the story told, you know. It's making me personally want to go through and, you know, read more comic books featuring the Penguin, because you have this supposed idea of where the Penguin has come from with this backstory in this city, and it makes you, at least it makes me, want to kind of read it from the perspective of this is what he's come from, and the what's his name, Robin Lord Taylor, which, by the way, awesome middle name. I don't know if that's a English royalty thing where you have the Lord there, but Robin Lord Taylor is an awesome effing name. Like, that in and of itself is the name of a badass villain right there. But he does a good job at portraying Oswald Cobblepot as Oswald's mother pronounced it in the show, Kubulput, which I thought was a very fun, what's the word? Not nostalgic, but a nice little, you know, hey, it's not pronounced Cobblepot, it's Kubulput, because it's, you know, fucking, what is it, French, or some shit like that. But yeah, it's going pretty good. I'm actually pretty surprised. Flash starts tonight, if I'm not mistaken, so I will be watching that on Hulu. As most of you know, I don't watch TV per se as an institution. I don't have cable, Comcast, none of that garbage. It's a waste of money. I watch Netflix and I watch Hulu, which Hulu, by the way, I don't know if anybody follows me, you'll see the long debates that I've had with them on Twitter. But I don't think it's cool that they charge people $7 a month for Hulu Plus, and episodes still have an expiration date, as well as I have to deal with commercials. And before it was bad when I just had to deal with one or two commercials. Now I got to deal with four or five effing commercials before in between shows. I might as well just get TV. Like, I don't understand. I pay for the comfort and the coolness of not having to watch commercials. It makes me just want to BitTorrent the episode if I had a computer powerful enough to do that. I mean, come on, guys. Get it together, Hulu. Create tiers or something. Shit, I'd pay $10 for no commercials. F out of here. I think everyone would. But anyway, as I was saying, I fucking forgot. I tangent. Fucking Hulu, man. Damn it. On my nerves. But, yeah, I think Gotham's doing a pretty good job. Oh, yeah. I don't watch TV. Flash coming out. Flash series coming out, so I'm really excited to do that. I mean, I know this is a show about hip-hop and music and all that shit, but you guys can best believe I will probably be reviewing every freaking Flash episode the week after, because that's my baby, okay? Sounds a little gay, actually. I'm going to pull that back. But you get the drift of what I'm saying, all right? That is my fanhood, my fanboy crush right there. Another really amazing thing that's happening is Naruto. It's over in November. After 15 years of manga. 15 years. And that is... a lot, like when you think about it, 15 years of manga, it's almost over. It's over in November. A lot of people, I was watching someone talk about it, and it really hit me a little bit, not in the sense of, you know, I was really like blown away, but I was like, you know, he was explaining that he was 17 and, you know, he's been following this series for 15 years, and it's over for him, you know, and he's dedicated a good portion of his, I won't say life, but, you know, he has a YouTube channel dedicated to explaining Naruto. He's made fans off of it. He's done, like, it's helped him get quite, you know, made quite far in life at 17 years of age on YouTube. And, it, you know, for people like that, it's really, really heartbreaking for it to end. I don't think I've had a show, per se, that was like that for me. I think... the closest thing I had probably was, I don't even know. I want to say maybe Dragon Ball Z. You know what hurt when it ended? And it wasn't even a matter of it just being around for a long time. I mean, when Dragon Ball Z ended, it was just like, oh, this is the last episode? Okay. But when Outlaw Star ended, I was devastated. I really wanted more. And when Gundam Wing ended, I was devastated because I really wanted more. And then none of the other Gundams really lived up to it, with the exception of G Gundam. And it wasn't so much that it lived up to it, but I was just like, oh, this is a nice story, you know, and in the action scenes. And I really enjoyed the My Fist is Glowing Red. And I really enjoyed those things. When those two things ended, it was kind of a blow. But yeah, Naruto's ending. And I think it's ending before Bleach. Which is really interesting. I'm not sure about Bleach, actually. I don't know if Bleach is over or not. I know One Piece is still effing going, if I'm not mistaken. Or at least it's still going on Hulu. So that's crazy. You ever think they're going to do a remastered Naruto like they did with Sailor Moon? Maybe 10 years down the line? That would be interesting to see. I want to see how far the TV series pushes it, though. Because I know when Dragon Ball Z ended, they kept it going with Dragon Ball GT. And, you know, with the series, with the animated series, you got fillers and shit like that. Oh, you want to know what else was damaging for me? When Rurouni Kenshin ended, that show is amazing. And if you've never seen Rurouni Kenshin and you fancy anime, you need to reevaluate your anime watching life and you need to watch Rurouni Kenshin. That is the best story ever told by any animator, writer, ever. Okay, ever. But just like with Dragon Ball Z, when it ended, the cartoons wanted to make more money, or Funimation, really, if they are the ones that are in control of it in even Japan. But when it ends, they create a series that has nothing to do with the comic books, and they try to keep the show going, and those always do horribly. Like, look at GT. GT was terrible. And then with Rurouni Kenshin, you had that other season that didn't make any sense, and that was terrible. So, you know, I hope when Naruto ends, it just ends and they don't try to do more with it, because it would just be effing terrible. Constantine is coming. There's just so much coming for for the Comic-Con people and the nerd core people. It's just, it's amazing. And it seems like such a simple idea when you think about it. Like, why wouldn't you do these things already? Why aren't these things already? And I imagine that if The Flash does well, you're easily going to see an Aquaman series. They're probably going to get more serious about the Wonder Woman series. And the thing that I'm appreciating about DC, I don't know if it's fear or just balls, but the fact that they have a show on almost all of the major networks. You know, they have Gotham on Fox, they're going to have Constantine on NBC, and they have The Flash and Arrow, which will be debuting this Wednesday, and the fourth episode is going to reveal the villain of the series, which will be Ra's al Ghul and the League of Assassins, so I'm really excited about that. But you have Arrow and Flash on CW, and they're putting their hands in a lot of places, as well as their animated movies. Their animated movies are amazing. And they're well done, well written. I mean, I wish the people who wrote their animated movies could write their actual movies, and they might actually be making more money in the movie theaters. I don't know. I'm definitely looking forward to the rest of what they've got going on. And anybody who's like hating on Gotham because it's not accurate storytelling of how Batman came to be Batman. I mean, number one, no one's ever told the story of Bruce Wayne as a child. So that's number one. So how, for you to be like, this is not accurate, shut the fuck up. Second off, if you remember Smallville, a lot of people hated on Smallville, including myself, until you were able to sit back and look at it and go, you know, this is Superman what if? This is Superman what if he never left Smallville? And Smallville, even after the series ended, went on to be a very successful comic book that I believe they're still doing issues to this day. So, I mean, and Smallville lasted for like 8 or 9 episodes. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's no Law and Order SVU, but I mean, that's a hefty amount of episodes to go through for, you know, a retelling of the whole Superman story. So I think that's what Gotham is doing. And I mean, Constantine has so many stories that you can't go wrong with that. Same thing with Flash. The Flash, not only do you have multiple universes with the Flash, you have the multiverse Flashes, but you also have 3 or 4 different Flashes from 3 or 4 different eras or ages that you can't fuck it up as long as you tell a solid story. And that's what they need to focus on, telling a great story and having some good non-cheesy acting going on in it. And I think that they can do a really good job at that. Like I said, the actor who plays Barry Allen is an amazing actor as far as Barry Allen goes. And I feel like starting him off in the Arrow series and then transitioning the character into its own series really helped it for anybody who watched Arrow. And even if you didn't watch Arrow, the story seems like it's going to do a good job at putting Barry Allen in the shoes of the Flash by itself for people who didn't watch the accident transpire in the Arrow, which, by the way, was amazing. Anyway, I'm really going too geek on you, and that's for the Nerd Hour show that we have on morelikeradio.com. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Like I said, trust nobody because money made me do it, and then I'm gone. Hashtag, it's MTN. Let's go.
Trust nobody. but I wanna hear that bass. Got to shake it, twerk it, move the party, get started, hold it down, hold it down. Followed by the sound that she make when I make notes. Have a drink, suck a titty, pop it, shorty, we in town. Shots fired, shots fired, rock, rock. It's the niggas, pussy popping, pistols popping. Wait a minute, what's the issue? We are ballers, we are players. This ain't the time to get famous. I feel some type of way around strangers. That's just me though, to the four times off. But your kind of get no time to check, trying to co-sign for the campaign. You ain't that man, stay in your lane. Stories, his stories like that, tell her, try to make a meal off. How I feel as a deal off, might be a killer or a suicide, cause it's doing that.
I'll be fucking with the wrong person, they'll be outside your home, lurking, home, working, yeah. You know women are no exception, I know it's 2 weeks, so I can got you bitch. I can't trust new people. They always want some shit like gay day. And anyway, like I don't got my own motherfucking mouth to feed. No, and that means no. Now you know. Look, I would hate for that to be you. And these accusations be true. I know we here for this dollar, but this dollar don't define you. I wanna see the projects, but the progress and the process changes too. Cause as of lately, we can't trust nobody. No, no, we don't trust nobody. Can you blame me? I can truthfully say this to only I've been around motherfuckers who don't hate me. That's crazy. Can't fuck with ladies. Any folks around me is the folks I need. Guess bitches do burn like cheese. Fuck you need. Put me fucking with the wrong person, wrong person. They'll be outside your home lurking, home working. Yeah. You know women are no exception. I know it's to be expected. Yeah. You bitch.
Bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a cream.
Money made me do it.
Yeah, Louie, 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 how you gwan so wicked? Went from pissing in the hallway, now you're about to own the building. I mean, damn, how you do it? Saying damn, how you do that when you do that, what you do? Yeah, that greenery, you lose your whole scenery, you dig it? Three girls, two nights, first class ticket. I'm a first come, first serve, first party killer with a King Kong. Ding dong, ding a ling slinger, give you more than a little bit. With yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, that's bought a crib.
Bought a crib.
Money made me do it.
Bought a car. I was daydreaming. And the funny thing is, I'm a daydream on a car, yacht, villa, crib. What am I gonna do with all this shit? What am I gonna do with all this money? What am I gonna do with all this shit? Am I going down?
Not well.
But who knows though? I'm seeing slick my iced tea. My cocoa. I'm cool with when I ride slow. Swerving lanes with no cover cup. Smoking cups from my eyes low.
Bought a car, bought a yacht, bought a plane, bought a villa, bought a crib. Money made me do it.
Bought a car.
You ain't gotta worry about me, worry about me.
But you let me on, said you ain't gotta worry about me, worry about. Watch as I go, to let them go. Thought we were cool, but you let me on, said you ain't gotta worry about me, worry about, worry about me.
You don't gotta worry about me as I go. Thank you guys for tuning in today. MoreLikeRadio.com. My time now. Stick around because Dutch and Royce is up next. Feel free to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN, or follow us on Twitter at itsMTN. And feel free, if you would like, to follow me on Twitter at DarkSideRules, DarkSeid. And I know it's I before E, except after me, because S-E-I-D, that is my ID. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in and coming out. And come on, Lupe, you're smarter than this, okay? I understand that you're all about your religion, and you're all about Islam, and I respect that. But come on, the world's religion, you know that's a little bit crazy. And you need to do what everybody else needs to do when they're in your situation. You need to pull out that old NES. Got to blow the dust off of it, blow inside of it, make sure that it works, plug it in real nice. Got to get that Mario game, got to pop that in there, okay? Push it down, push it in, play through that first level, jump off that last cliff, hit that flagpole like you've never hit a flagpole ever before in your life. Grab that flag and you slide down that pole like a stripper trying to make her rent, okay? You run into that castle, and for you, my friend, for you, after you run into that castle, you'll say your prayers 5 times a day. You'll face the west, and it will be game over.